Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us today. We have a really great show, and this is going to be some crazy topics we talk about, but I hope you get a lot of information and some tools and techniques and have a lot of fun while we're at it. So today we're going to talk about unseen negative influences, implants, energy healings, contracts, implant removal, all different kinds of things in the field of unseen negative influences. So if this is a new topic for you, stay with us because we will guide you through. For the masterful energy healers out there, you're going to learn some new things too because we have a great guest today. His name is Christopher Stephen Jacobs. He is a psychic medium, paranormal investigator, published author, and just an all-around great guy that I'm so glad to know. And Chris had a really horrific accident back in 2009. And when this happened, he noticed a distinct change in his abilities as a psychic medium. They grew until they got to a point where he was not only being able to clear haunted and decrepit sites and removing less than desirable entities that were attached to unsuspecting people, but he also learned to peer into other dimensions as well as interact with his own dimensional selves. And he learns as each new experience with the paranormal, as well as with ET encounters. And he is really dedicated to changing the world to make it a better place and helping people improve their lives. And that's why I really am happy to welcome you to the show, Christopher. I'm so glad that you're on today.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be on today. I do this a lot. I'm constantly having to clear things out of people, things that that people don't even realize are there, and the influences they don't even realize are there in their day-to-day lives. You know, it causes little things to happen, you know, and they sometimes build up to much larger things if people, you know, kind of fall into them, into the snares. Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Christine.
No, it's okay. So for the master energy healers out there, and there's a lot of us who've been, you know, really attuned to energy and we're working on raising our vibration and clearing judgment and all of that, we're getting more and more sensitive and we're noticing a lot of activity lately. And then for the people who are new to this topic, you know, let's talk about some things like, you know, if you're feeling depressed and you have no reason to feel depressed, let's talk about some of those kind of symptoms maybe that maybe mm-hmm. someone is being affected by a negative unseen influence, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with people.
Oh, yes, yes. I see this a lot. I see this same exact pattern pop up in many different people that have conditions like, say, depression, bipolar, even all the way up to schizophrenia, and it's the same group of beings that seems to be doing it. They're the Drago reptilians. They have been portrayed as demons and devils all throughout history, and history got it at least somewhat right. What they do is they use their psychic influence on people. They use their magic, for all intents and purposes, on people to cause certain moods, mood swings. They want to initiate fights between family members. They to generate this energy that they absorb like a vampire. And I noticed this in healings over and over again. The Drago and the Greys are the two worst culprits out there. And what happens is, you know, they'll make the energy really heavy. They'll make it very oppressive. They'll make the person sad. They'll make the person feel hopeless. They even go so far as to possess the person and build things up to something very violent. And I usually will catch them before it, before anything like that seems to happen. But where I catch these beings are they're the strangest places. They'll be within people's energy chakras, and within their nervous system. Like I found Drago influence is attached to people's spinal columns. Like it'll mimic the person's spinal energy within the platinum chakra on the back of their neck. I find them in there most often. I find them in the emotional chakras, like in the solar plexus and the navel. And there is another type of Drago that it make people go wrong, but in the more sexual area, and that is they're the Naga snake looking ones. That they're female and they're naked, but they have the top part of a woman and the lower part of a snake. And I've been finding those recently in people too.
And weird. Yeah. Now this is a really out there show, but let's break it down because like we can really take this far. Because you don't have that fear or judgment, Chris, and that's why you can see this stuff. And that's why you're so good. And I personally had a reading with Chris, and I can tell you I'm very skeptical of people who claim, you know, certain gifts because I've been in the business for over 25 years. And I can say that you gave me one of the best readings and clearings I have ever experienced in all these years. And you're really good at what you do. So I do appreciate you helping others to educate them and not be afraid of it. It's stuff we can get rid of. But can you talk about, will that give people back pain, or does that get people like that sexual entity thing? Does that get them hooking up with the wrong kind of people or doing, you know, like how does it affect people in their daily lives when these unseen negative influences are around?
Well, they can affect people a multitude of different ways. Like say something a demon entity possesses somebody. That will affect the energy around them. That'll affect how people react to them because on an intuitive level, people will know something isn't just quite right, and they'll avoid people. Their moods will change drastically. There might be a loss of, say, a job where a loss of a job wasn't before. A marriage splits up. I see this the most often. I see our marriages and relationships split up because of it. Because these beings suck that energy out. They want this particular energy so bad. They want to cause chaos so badly that that's usually the end result. The more violent ones are like murders and rapes and things like that. But the other sexual one, people have seen these beings as like succubi and incubi. And this tends to happen when say somebody is in a job where, I don't want to say anything specific, like say in counseling or something like that, and they've seen too many sick and depraved people that they're trying to help. Well, that energy can sometimes transpose over to the counselor because there was a negative being such as a Drago that was doing that to that other person to begin with, and it just hops over to the other person. And then it can cause their lives to go completely askew where it wouldn't have before.
And that's, you know, they say the company you keep, or, you know, even the old sayings when they're like, you know, don't hang around those friends to the teenager because they're bad news. They're going to drag you down. That's almost, in a way, how we can be affected by these negative influences if we don't have a clear, you know, no matter how good of a person you are, you can still get this, you know. Can you talk a little bit about that? Do you know where I'm going, Chris, that it's not just for the bad people? Like, we all get affected.
Oh, yes, yes. And this is why protection is so very, very important. I've seen good people really get ensnared in this because they think that they are completely, you know, immune to this. Oh, I'm leading a good life. I'm this and this and that. And that's the time that these beings will swoop in and completely mess everything up. And this happens in the paranormal field a lot, too, where somebody will say, get a device like an EVP recorder or a ghost box, and they and say they've had a relative that's passed on, and they want to talk to that person so badly they turn on this ghost box, and what's the first thing that pops up? A demonic entity that's posing as this individual that they want to talk to, and they agree to invite it in, and then all hell breaks loose, no pun intended. I've seen this time and time again where people get ensnared by this good people, and then all of a sudden they take a turn for the worse, and they end up in jail. They've done some. They've committed a string of crimes, and then people say, "Oh, that person wouldn't have normally done that," and it was something so abrupt that it caught everybody off guard. And 9 times out of 10, I've noticed. I've looked within that person's energy, and sure enough, there's a Drago or demonic entity that's taken control of their nervous system or their brain.
So what's in it for these Draco or demonic? Are they feeding off our energy? Like I've heard other people say, like, what's in it for them to do this?
They feed off the fear and the anger and the hatred energy that people generate. And it just it's what they get out of this is this is some kind of dark high. It's a high to them. They don't realize that they can go another path. And they've been on this high for so long, for thousands of years, they don't see that they can do anything else. They'll just move right on to the next individual or group of people once they're done with somebody. And people have been known to die from this, too. Once I heard of a case where there was a person that had a demon possession. Nobody removed it from him. And they found him dead in his apartment with a bunch of scratch marks and bite marks all over him. Probably about a month or so later. And that means that that being took physical form and eventually killed the person because they had no further use for him.
Now, what is your viewpoint? And for the people listening, you know, take what works for you. You know, it's everybody has their own truth. So, but I'm curious with you, Chris, because I do have a lot of respect for what you do. And what, I'm just lost the track of thought. How interesting, because this was a good question I was about to give you. Maybe I need to do a clearing. I'm going to go to the next one that I, and it will come back. So, a lot of people are saying the raising consciousness is helping clear this stuff. So it's not a perpetual cycle where they're just hopping to the next victim or the next unsuspecting person or unsuspecting participant. Do you see that in your viewpoint are changing, or what do you see coming?
I see that changing drastically with this Earth shift coming up. From what I understand, that these beings actually fear the day we actually gain the power, you know, in our own energy. And going to the next density or vibration to where we actually become these light beings. And they do not like that prospect. They're actually afraid to be here on Earth at this point in history because of this shift in energy and density. And there will become a time where they won't be a bother anymore. And the whole goal is to actually help them so they can go to another vibration to where they are not these evil entities anymore, to where they are these balanced beings. Even though they're alien, they're reptilian, they still can be. I've seen some of them actually convert over to the good side. I've seen several of them do that. The more I've worked with them, I take them out of people and change their energy, change what energy they take on, and it converts them completely. And they're thankful for it afterwards because they didn't know they didn't even know that they were ensnared by this dark energy. So they just were used to it for so long. But yeah, this new energy that's coming in, this next density that we're going into, You'll see that's why some of these evil things that are happening around the world are so much more apparent, because we, the good people, are in this new vibration. So we're seeing a lot more of the junk that's out there that's much more apparent that it wasn't so apparent before. And therefore, we can actually step in and stop this.
Well, and you know, it's that whole thing, kind of ignorance is bliss, you know, and now we're seeing things that, you know, 20 years ago, people still could see it, but it wasn't talked about as much, and not as many people could see it or feel it. And now, as things are changing, you know, the knowledge that you can give people, Chris, and, you know, using the platform of a radio show or through your books or other areas, to give people more knowledge about it, we're empowering them. And that's why this show is so important for me to do with you. And now I remembered what I was going to ask that kind of they erased my mind with. Okay, so what about ayahuasca, drugs, hallucinogenics, large amounts of alcohol? How does that affect your energy field with these influences? And again, this is your opinion, you know, and your experience. So I'm curious what your take is on it.
Well, I've noticed that a lot of these things, like say alcoholism or drug addiction, I notice these are also things that are triggered by these entities. They want to get people into that hopeless stage. So the best way to do it is also get them to gravitate towards something that will damage them, like over amounts of alcohol, drugs, any of that. And I've noticed that people, especially people that have the sight, like myself, if I'm not saying alcohol is bad, none of that, you know, things like that are not necessarily bad. It's the excess of it. And these beings, especially for people that have the sight, they can't always be around things like alcohol, because that'll end up making them vulnerable. And they go after people with the sight most of all, because those are the people that can stop them.
Oh, interesting. So can you imagine all those people struggling back and forth with their AA meetings? And I wonder how many could use you, Chris, in your healing sessions, you know, and help them, because a lot of people go into that cycle where they just can't shake it, you know, and they don't know why. Maybe that's why.
Oh yes. I've noticed some people that have had a hard time with this. You know, I've looked in their energy, and pretty much every time I'm finding some kind of oppressive influence. It may not always be attached to them, but it may be following them around using its mental influence. So you have to push that being away. Like I noticed with some of my family members, I noticed some fights were going on between them that weren't normal, you know, like certain worries that were popping up. And I decided to look at both of them. And I came to find that some of the beings weren't necessarily inside of them. They were next to them. And I could see into the density layer where these beings were standing. And I noticed that these beings had almost like leashes or chains around their neck on that density, kind of like how you would have a pet or a servant or something like that. That's kind of how some of these beings view humans. And I noticed that when I removed some of these bonds, the attitudes completely changed, complete 180. And I got rid of the beings, and then everything turned out just fine.
Wow. So we can bring Chris in for our family conflicts before Thanksgiving dinner. Have you come in and clear the family first, right?
Exactly.
So we have a break right now, but when we come back, we are going to talk more about unseen negative influences. And Christopher Stephen Jacobs is with us today, and you can connect with him on Facebook at Christopher S. Jacobs. And we will be right back.
Hello, I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back, everyone. We're having a great conversation. I have so many questions. We have an expert in the house. His name is Christopher Stephen Jacobs, and he is a psychic medium, paranormal investigator, and also a published author. And he is all about clearing the unseen negative influences that all of us are affected by. Chris, there's so many things to go over, you know, and I just want to let the audience know, I found you actually on YouTube. You were doing a radio show with Elizabeth Diamond, and she has a ton of shows up there on YouTube. And he did some readings on air, which were absolutely incredible. And my BS meter was like, this guy's for real. I need to get him on the show. We need to help people with his knowledge and introduce you to my audience, you know, and others through BBS radio, because I think all of us are affected, whether it's you know, not attracting love into our life or having constant money problems when there's no reason to be having money problems, or having family problems, you know, and they're being affected by these influences. Can you talk about a little bit, you know, after you get some of these influences, can it help you if you're having financial issues, or, you know, you're not finding that love relationship or having close friendships?
Oh, yes. That directly affects that. Like when I was down in Arizona, for instance, going to school, I found that I was in this constant fear state. Like, you know, where's the money going to come from? You know, how am I going to get out of this horrible job I'm in, et cetera, et cetera. And it was one thing after another, you know, running into people that would harass me over and over again. I had no clue why. I mean, I had a clue that it was, you know, the energies, but I wasn't quite grasping it until after my accident. That's when the consciousness heightened a little bit more, and I could see a lot of these different influences and how they affected me, both alien and ghost-wise. You know, the paranormal and alien side affect people greatly day to day.
So let's just, a lot of people are having money problems right now. So is that something that, you know, is that it, like, in, can you talk a little bit about implants and contracts? Because as I'm learning more in this field, and I see things and I feel things, and I used to never believe in any of that until I started becoming more knowledgeable and more aware. And now I totally believe that we have contracts and implants and things that are affecting us in this lifetime.
Oh, yes. I see influences of both all the time. Now, in regards to implants, a lot of the different ET species out there will implant people either for good or bad. When it comes to the grays, it's usually a bad thing. And even implants can cause pains within people. Like I find some along people's spines all the time, along with the Drago influences. They're all kind of coupled together. So when I remove the implants, people have noticed that they'll have a momentary pain, and then it goes away. Like they can stand up straight again, or if it's in their knees and they can't walk right, I notice taking away the implants will take away the pain. But in regards to contracts coupled with this, there's the soul contracts that we come in with. And if it is our path to live that karma, I'm told by my guides that I cannot intervene, no matter how badly I want to. I've tried once. One time I defied it and went, I'm going to remove this anyway. It was put right back again because it was that person's karma that they had to live through. And that I'm not supposed to interfere. Like they came, before they were born, they came in knowing that they were going to have to walk a certain path. And until they completed that contract, those Drago and Gray influences couldn't be removed at all, no matter how hard I tried.
That's interesting because you don't hear that very often. You hear that, you can change any contract. I'm glad you're talking about that. So, the way I look at it is if I have a really bad pain and I need to go to back surgery, I'm going to take the holistic approach. I'm going to try a chiropractor. I'm going to call Chris Jacobs. I'm going to do all these things first before having to go do that. So you're finding physical symptoms. What about, do you have any experience with any of your clients where they've seen financial changes after working with you?
Oh yes, they've seen financial changes where, like, say, bills will just disappear, or a job will mysteriously show up, or like when I remove all the alien and paranormal influences and show them how to protect themselves, they've noticed that their life completely turns in a different direction. Like certain things, you know, like miracles will occur. They call me, like, say if something happens that was totally unexpected, even if I've said something, sometimes somebody will be skeptical, but then they notice something in their life changes, like their complete timeline changes, and then they come back and go, there was actually something to this.
Well, what I like about working with you is you go into very detailed information, and it's not just kind of generic. Like, you go into places and dimensions, and it's just incredible. And you're extremely affordable. So if I'm going to give your email later as well, but if you guys want to contact him, it's Christopher Stephen Jacobs at gmail.com. And Stephen is with a PH. And so Chris, can you tell us, you talked a little bit, I heard you on the Elizabeth Diamond show when you talked a little bit about the Law of One and things that people can do on their own for protection. Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit, like, how did you find out about that prayer and how do you use it? And then maybe you could say it for everyone so they can write it down at home.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Before I was writing protection poems and things like that were kind of similar. Like my subconscious was automatically knowing certain aspects of this from my channelings. Well, when I got on the Diamonds Forever radio show, one of the regulars, Cynthia, she was taught the phrase called the Law of One. And now I know it comes from the Law of One material that David Wilcock always goes over, but I've never even read it. Some of them have not read it, but this is purely stuff that was channeled and given to people. So the Law of One states, I'll just go through the whole thing. It's the Law of One. We are all one. When one is harmed, all are harmed. When one is helped, all are helped. So therefore, in the name of who we all are, one with all there is, only the highest good of all concern happens. I give thanks. This is done. And I always add, it is forever so. That's just how I ended all my poems and words and things of that nature. And I've noticed time and time again encountering these entities, I use the Law of One on them. They buckle every single time. Nothing evil can exist in the presence of the Law of One.
That's very powerful because, you know, hey, we should think of a bedtime song, a lullaby tune to sing that to our kids when they're little teeny guys, so they don't have nightmares and see the monsters in the closet.
Exactly. You know, and I've noticed a lot of these kids' fairy tales, you go on that route. I've seen a lot of these things always refer back to some of these bad guys. Sometimes it's referring to the good guys that have been kind of defamed and maligned over history. But I've noticed 9 times out of 10, if a child's saying there's something in their closet, you better go look. There might be actually something there. And I hope no kids are listening to this and thinking, oh, my God, there's going to be a monster in the closet. But yeah, I've noticed this before, that kids tend to be more perceptive. So they are seeing things like ghosts and seeing things like these Drago that are trying to spook them, grays that are trying to spook them. Sometimes you got other entities like gnomes and leprechauns and elementals. They're all right, but still somebody would be scared if they saw one.
Well, and the kids are so, they haven't, you know, experience the skepticism and the judgments of adulthood yet. So they are really open to these things. So let's say you get scared. You see something in the middle of the night or you have a weird feeling, just say the law of one. And any other tips you can give people?
Yeah, so there's the law of one. And I actually created words. You know, people can write their own, like if they're poetic or they write things all the time like I did prior. You know, I wrote poetry and all of that. That always helps. And then I always end them with, it is forever so. Like I would make a ward or an inner shield that would protect me. But I also found out another layer or tier to this, that people's perception of God, for instance. The idea is, if you really want to see yourself as one with everything, you got to see yourself as God itself and see that protection coming out from within you and see that that barrier is infinite. Nothing dark can penetrate an infinite barrier. And I've found that that works immensely. I was being attacked repeatedly because of what I do. And then when I brought out that inner, you know, infinity or that infinite God within, none of these Drago, none of these Naga, as I've come across too, none of these snake women beings that come up, they don't come near me. They're actually terrified to come near me. And they don't see me coming when I go after and then help people. They don't, they get real spooked when I show up.
Well, that's nice, because I'll tell you, sometimes when I've seen things or felt things and I've tried other types of protection tools or purse, it doesn't always work. And then I really work to go into neutrality and not fear. But, you know, I haven't had to use the law of one yet. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, you don't want to go into that fear. And that's the one thing, I was raised Catholic, and a lot of the things, it was like fear-based and, you know, like call in Mother Mary for protection, but it was all fear. Like, oh my gosh, call in St. Michael Archangel. And, you know, I still work with Mary and St. Michael, and even though I don't consider myself a specific religion. But can you talk about that fear program? Like, if people are saying the law of one, what is your advice? Let's say they feel for some reason it's not working. Then they try to see themselves as God. What is your advice? You do this for a living. You are not in fear. And we can learn a lot from you, from all of your experience.
Okay, this is what I have come to find out. You have to be in the moment. You have to see yourself as just being and being able to go day to day. Because if you enter that chaos mode, you know, like you try to get your brain to do multitasking or anything like that, people seem to think, you know, doing 10 things at once is a good thing. And I've come to find out it's a very bad thing. Because if you sit there in the moment, and this is something I had to work at too, some of my guides were trying to get me to be in that moment, not think ahead, not think of the past. Like, say you had something bad that happened in the past. Let that go. don't think about ahead. Of course, you know, plan. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, like say you are moving in like 6 months to a year, and that's what you're thinking about, and that's what you're focused on. Think about in the moment, and then everything will become more clarified, more clear. And then you will be able to bring out that inner God and bring out that barrier, and it helps immensely. I've seen it work immediately. Anything bad that's in you will be driven out of you, and you'd be surprised what's around you.
So what about, let's say you're meditating. I'm giving you like the 20 questions here, but this is really informative. Let's say you're meditating and you would like to connect with your spirit guides, okay? But you're not sure because there are a lot of tricksters out there, and the people who are more attuned and more aware realize that they're not in that ignorance is bliss, all spirit guides are good, because people, you know, entities can disguise themselves to like suck your energy or whatever you were talking about earlier, right?
Oh, yes.
So how do you, as far as discernment tool, you say the law of one, if they're still there, is that a sign that they are of that same, you know, God source vibration, or what's your take on that?
Yes, I noticed with the law of one, if something drops down and starts covering their ears, that means it was an imposter. If they stand there and look at you, then they're okay. And these beings actually prefer you ask for identification. My guides, they see it as a point of honor and respect if you ask for their ID over and over again. They would much rather see you do that than to get tricked by a bad one. And there was another method I used prior to knowing the law of one, and that was look for a sacred heart. Any being that's of a certain density or vibration has this glowing chest cavity. I noticed not all of them, but some of the ones, like say Jesus, Michael, Metatron, John, he's one I work with a lot. I've noticed a lot of these beings have this glowing heart in their chest. And that's where this symbol came from. I don't know if it's a literal thing or if it's just they're showing me this energy. But I've noticed also that with a lot of these beings, this part might come as a shock to some people, especially if they're heavily religious. But I've noticed that a lot of these beings, per their own words, are actually alien in and of themselves. And some of them are physical, some of them are not. And it's interesting. They did tell me what worlds they came from. They were waiting to tell me these things until I was at a stage where I was actually ready to accept it. And like Jesus, for instance, he actually has two origins. He has one with the name Yahweh. People know that as Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And that's a big, like almost like a galaxy-sized consciousness. And then you have Jesus Christ, which his origins are on a world known as Lonulos, and that's in a future time frame. I know that's way out there, but that's the information that I learned from him.
Well, I think as we grow in our awareness that we're seeing things in different perspectives instead of just following the program and the mind control, you know, game on this 3D reality in this earth existence. So I think people are ready to start hearing different perspectives and information. And so this hour is flying by, Chris. This is really helpful. I hope everyone's enjoying this as much as I am. We have a quick break. Connect with Christopher at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com. And we will be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're with Christopher Stephen Jacobs, psychic medium, paranormal investigator, and my brother from another mother, Christopher. I feel like such a buddy with you. When I first met you, we spent a lot of time on the phone and getting to know each other. And I'm just so glad to know you, Chris, because you are just such a genuine good guy, you know, and you're doing a lot of great work. So kudos to you. It's nice to meet someone out there who really is passionate about, helping people in their daily lives.
Oh, thank you. That actually means a lot. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure to share that with everyone. So, Chris, we're going to have to do a series of shows. I just know it because there's so much to talk about and so much work that you do. I would love it if you would share a little bit for people because, you know, even though we're all thinking positive and we're working through this shift in consciousness and working on clearing out, you know, our lives and raising our vibration, sometimes it gets a little bit one step forward, two steps back, you know. And do you have any information from your guides, you know, to give people a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel through this transition we're in?
Oh, yes. And they always reiterate this to me as well. It is going to get much better within... I don't want to give an exact time frame because time can be rewritten too, but you're going to see events. First, they might get worse in some areas, but then if people put enough light energy towards it, it will get better. Like, I know at some point there's going to be a financial collapse, but that is going to spring another new era with people that won't need that money. They will see, like, no, this is just paper. We don't need this. And they will enter into a new mindset. Like the bad guys out there, they're known as the cabal. Other people know them as the Illuminati. But they will eventually go away. This is what I've been told, that the good guys prevail. There's going to be extraterrestrial humans that are here on Earth intermingling with Earther humans. And there are extraterrestrial human beings out there. They aren't just here on Earth. We were more seated here. But anyway, that's another show for another time. That would take another hour to explain. But the good things that are going to happen, new technologies are going to show up. People are going to be more loving towards one another. These other Earther humans will come in and they will be seen as equals, as brothers, and not necessarily gods. And they will walk side by side with us, and even the Drago and the Grays, some of them, they will be here too, but it won't be as a fearful thing. They will eventually come around. And there are a number of other species that over time will show up here on Earth. And I came to find out that in the distant future, humans form their own soul grouping. And that is also some of the good influences you're seeing here on Earth. Like some of the future humans are integrating their way in and keeping a whole timeline of events just moving along. Just like I got a channeling one time from the Pleiadian Collective, and they had told me that there was going to be a civil conflict in this country. And I at first I thought they were telling me future history. This proves that time can be rewritten. They were giving me a warning on something to focus on to change. So if people are hearing these disaster prophecies, don't focus into it, don't buy into it. That may be another timeline somewhere, but it's not going to be this one. This one is going to be completely progressive, completely positive towards the light, and not necessarily anything evil. It may not appear that way right now, but my guides are always assuring me that it's going to get better, much better.
That's great news. And, you know, as we heal our unseen negative influences, we're helping the world, because everything we do, it's like a ripple effect energetically. So every little good thing we do for ourselves and for others makes a difference in our future. So that's why this show is really important. Listen to it a lot and go write that law of one down so you can say it as much as possible. So would you say, I know you can't give a time, but would you say it's in our lifetime that we'll see this?
Oh, can yes, most definitely. Oh, most definitely. They did give me a rough estimate. Different beings will give me different estimates based on what their perception is. But the rough estimate is between 2017 and 2020. That's usually the rough estimate that they all seem to have a consensus with.
Well, I think we're ready. I think we're ready for free energy. We're ready for good, clean organic food, clean air, clean water. And then are these more positive influence? I hate using polarity, but it's the best way to describe it. These off-world beings, these star beings, ETs, whatever you want to call them, are they fighting the bad guys with, even though we're not seeing it? I hear a lot of people talking about that.
Oh, yes, yes, most definitely. And some of the channelings I've gotten from the extraterrestrial humans, and there are several other races. There's the Anunnaki, which you're always hearing about, like elongated skull people. Some of them don't have that. Others are more human-looking. There are the bird people, which some people describe them as blue avians. Others are just like big person-like birds. And they are, a lot of these different species are actually inching their way back towards Earth and driving some of these Drago more and more out of this system. And I came to find out, and this was corroborated with a David Wilcock channeling as well, and I had actually found out about this before I had listened to any of his material, that these beings, some of them were kind of quarantined in this system. Some of the bad guys were driven out. And the good guys are using this shield-like system to kind of inch their way closer to Earth. So you're seeing more and more positive influences, like, say in government or in science or anything like that, because these good beings are becoming closer to Earth and driving the bad guys out.
Well, that's good news. So other than private readings, Chris, I want to make sure we talk about this before we run out of time. Are there other things that you're doing at this time? Or I know you mentioned you do some kind of a call, but I don't know if that's open for people to join up with, or what are you up to?
Well, I do several things. I do private readings for people whenever I can. I do charge for this. Some people scoff at that, but I do charge for this because that's one of my only income sources. And also I run a paranormal group too on the side. I started a group called SAGE, Society of Alien and Ghost Experiencers. And I wanted to kind of steer away from some of the more hardcore skeptical viewpoints, because I've noticed the groups that do that tend to get more trouble entity-wise. So I wanted to create a group of all seers. And there are five people besides myself in this group right now. And we meet up when we can, and we go and we clear people's homes of entities. I look for any alien influences, ghost influences. And each of us clears it in our own way. A couple of the others have a ritual they do. Others just go in and they use sage. I go in with my techniques, and it's just like this amalgam of different seers and different facets that works very well.
Well, that's awesome. You know, we need people like you doing the work that you do full time and as a profession, because as things change, more and more people will be seeking this kind of clearing and healing work out. And like I said at the top of the show, it was an incredible experience. And I don't recommend people that I haven't personally worked with. And even a lot of people I've personally worked with, if I don't think that it was really worth the time and money and effort and all of that, I won't recommend them. So, but I really can't wait for my next session with you, Chris. It was so awesome. And I felt such a difference. I was pretty tired for about a day afterwards. And I could feel I was just adjusting and attuning to more of my vibration. And when she cleared out a lot of that other stuff that wasn't me.
Oh, yes. I've noticed that some people will get tired. Some people will even hurt afterwards. I've noticed, you know, your body reacts to, like, if you get some foreign object stuck in you and you pull it out, of course, there's going to be swelling. There's going to be, you know, a healing period. And it's no different than if I remove an implant from somebody or remove an entity from somebody. They're going to feel it for at least 2 to 3 days. I had a healing done on me by a man named Jerry Wills. And he reattuned some of my brain chemistry, and I noticed that afterwards that my abilities became even stronger past that point. And it turned out to be a very good thing.
Well, you know, we're right on the verge of Independence Day here in the U.S., and maybe it's time for all of us to claim our sovereignty and our independence from these unseen negative influences. And Christopher Jacobs, you sure help us on this path. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It was good being on here. I had fun.
Oh, great. So did I. And you guys can connect with him on Facebook if you'd like. Christopher S. Jacobs on Facebook and Christopher Stephen Jacobs at gmail.com. And to all of you listeners out there, keep in touch with us. Tell us if you've tried the Law of One prayer that Christopher gave us today and how it worked. We'd love to hear feedback, and connect with us on Twitter at Callisto Winslow. I'd love to connect with you. And thanks so much to BBS Radio, and thanks for keeping the lines clear for us, Don, so we didn't have any unseen negative influences knock us off air, because that can happen too. So thanks again, Chris.
You're welcome. Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay, and thanks to all you listeners, and you guys have a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.